Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Hideaway by Fern Michaels, performed by Laurel Merlington. Prologue. Dabney House. Florence Dabney waited at the top of the staircase while Theodore said goodbye to their guests. They had celebrated their one-year wedding anniversary tonight, and she couldn't wait for the evening to end. Just couldn't wait to be alone with her husband. Her low-waisted, bright scarlet dress, with a full, just-below-the-knee hemline and bodice typical of the times, fell around her. Yet when she tried to grasp the silky material, her hand appeared as though it was passing through her dress. Again she tried to touch her dress, yet she still could not feel the material in her hand. She remembered dressing earlier tonight as she prepared for their evening dinner party. Ruth, her personal maid, had made sure that the way her dress fell around her hid the slight burgeoning of her waistline. She recalled Matilda Watson's remark last week, pointing out that Florence was no longer as thin as Cora Russell, and that maybe she should not overindulge in cook's sweets. Florence had smiled, knowing full well that there was a perfectly reasonable explanation for her thickening midsection. Tonight, she would tell Theodore all about that reason, though she was unsure of exactly what his response would be to her important news. She took heart. Ever since their nuptials, he talked of nothing else but having an heir. Possibly he would visit her rooms later tonight, after he learned she was with child, carrying his much-desired heir. Though Florence had dreaded that part of their marriage once she and Theodore were betrothed, she knew it was required and gave Theodore his needed relief. As a child, when her mother entertained guests, she very often overheard whispered discussions about what took place on one's wedding night. Truthfully, being raised as she had been, until her own wedding night, she'd been completely unaware of what happened between a husband and a wife. Though it had not been as pleasurable as the hushed whispers had suggested, making her wonder what all the fuss was about, other than experiencing a moment of intense pain, she had found the experience not entirely unacceptable. Again she reached for the luxurious silk, and, for the second time, she was unable to feel the soft texture of the fine material that had been shipped all the way from Spain. For a moment, she felt a slight tremor of fright, but then
Sample complete. Ready to continue?